We have a special guest joining us right now. The Chanhassen Dinner Theater is putting on a presentation right now. It's called Beautiful. It's the Life and Songs of Carole King. Carole King, one of the most popular artists really in American pop culture history, at least last half century or so. Joining us now is Shad Hanley. Shad plays the role of Jerry Goffin, the songwriting partner and first husband of Carole King. Shad, thank you so much for joining us today. Good morning to you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We were talking before you went on the air. It's you know, I was thinking the you're just a couple of weeks into the run. Yeah, you're about a month into the run of Carole King's Beautiful. Boy, how's it gone so far?
It's been fantastic. It's been a really exciting experience. It's such a cool show, and it's not something that people know very well. You know, it's Beautiful, the Carole King musical. And a lot of people think it's going to be a concert or, you know, something like that, and they don't realize it's going to be a play with all of her, not all of her, but many of her songs in it, as well as songs by her friends and writing competitors, Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. So there's a lot of great songs like on Broadway from them. It's been a fantastic experience to see audiences come in not really knowing what they're going to get and leave pretty changed, I have to say.
You know, I come from a generation, Carole King put out Tapestry, and I had an older sister. I was around at that time. I was a kid, but I had an older sister, and Tapestry was worn out. There were, like, no grooves left on the record by about 1973. So I'm very familiar.
That's the way it should be.
Absolutely. And I think she's, you know, I'm not alone. She's not alone. There's a lot of, not only our generation, but that's music, I think, has been discovered, and I never really lost touch with the generations to follow. Really timeless stuff. Hey, let's talk a little bit. First of all, get a little background on you. I was reading your bio, and you are no stranger to the stage. In particular, the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. You have played some key roles in recent productions at the Chanhassen. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm from Duluth, first of all, and then moved out to New York when I was 18, did the New York thing for several years and found my way back home, and I worked at a few theaters in the Twin Cities and up in Duluth, and I've been at Chanhassen now for a few years. I did Jersey Boys last, which was a really, really cool show, and then The Prom before that, and before that was Footloose, and before that was Music Man. So I've been having a really nice run here at Chan.
Yeah, and you think those all run back to back to back. Were you rehearsing for Beautiful while you were still being a Jersey Boy?
Yes, and it was crazy. It's what we call double duty around here, where you have rehearsal all day for Beautiful, the next show, and then at night, you know, you're at Jersey Boys, and, you know, it was tricky too, because it was they're both sort of similar in that they both have the New York, New Jersey dialect and things like that, but two characters could not be more different from each other for me. So it was really like spinning my mind and my voice around to go from, you know, Jersey Boys at night to Beautiful during the day. And then, you know, we have basically just like 3 or 4 days when there's not a show, and then, you know, Jersey Boys closes, and then like 3 or 4 days later Beautiful is up. So it's a wild experience.
You know, when you were doing Jersey Boys, you didn't find yourself in front of a live audience suddenly breaking out into a Carole King Jerry Goffin tune, did you?
You know, that would have been worst case scenario. But what's cool is that I played Nick Massey, and Nick Massey's son, Nick Massey Jr., came to Jersey Boys to see our show, and he said, "Oh yeah, I know Carole King." It was so cool to see, like, everyone from around that period had, like, it was a club, it was a community, you know, it was a family of writers and performers. It was very, very cool.
Let's talk about this production. You know, as you had mentioned, I think probably some of the people who go see would love to see Carole King, love the music, and it's a great story, but they probably don't really know what to expect when they get there. It is a play. Is it historical play? Is it? Can you give us a little bit of insight on what people would say as either?
Yeah, definitely. It details sort of the first 10 years of Carole King's career, from the time when she was, you know, very young. She was 16 when she wrote her first big hit, and she was... she fell in love with Jerry Goffin, who I play, And she sort of wrapped up her whole personal and professional life in this guy, where, you know, they got married and they were writing partners, and he was struggling with a lot of mental illness, and he was trying to medicate that with illegal drugs, and it made him pretty hard for her to deal with throughout that time. So it's a pretty fantastic show in that it sort of gives you her her obstacle to get past in the end.
Yeah, you know, the impression I have with Jerry Goffin is he has kind of a complex legacy in that, yeah, wonderful songwriter. Early in their career, they had teamed up. And as you'd mentioned, he had some issues with mental illness and with self-medication. Is that part of your role? Do you get to have to portray that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge challenge to go into scenes, you know, where you're going into sort of a breakdown, you know. And yeah, that is definitely challenging, but it is part of his story, and I think it's a story that a lot of great artists share, because, you know, you're sort of, especially he as a lyricist, was someone who had to really empathize with other people to be able to tell a story from someone else's perspective. I think that made him very open, a very open person. And I think a lot of things can fall in that way, you know, too, at the same time. So, it's a huge challenge, and especially because we have Monet Sable, who's playing Carole King. She's coming from the Broadway tour production, and she is just the most lovely human you've ever met. So, like, making it hard for her is a challenge for me.
You know? All right. Yeah, that kind of leads into my next question. You know, you play a pivotal role in that, but the star, of course, is Carole King. So what about tell us about Carole, or who's playing Carole King, and also who else will be performing? What are the music? I mean, they their songs were recorded by just a wide variety of artists throughout her career.
Yeah.
So do we get performances from some of those artists as well?
Certainly. So they wrote for the Drifters. So we have guys playing the Drifters. They wrote for the Shirelles. Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil also wrote for the Drifters. You have Little Eva doing Locomotion. We have Neil Sedaka. We have there's just the whole array of that time. It's a huge cast. It's a 29-person cast. So you've got a lot of people coming in to play a lot of different stars from the 60s and early 70s. And we have, like I said, Monet Sable as Carole King, and she is just perfection. It's funny because she's a super cool person and fun to hang out with, and anytime we go anywhere together, people stop her, not even knowing that she's an actor, having no idea who she is, but will stop wherever they go and just be like, wow, you have such a great vibe, great hair, great, you know. People just fall in love with her and fawn over her no matter where we go, even outside of the theater. So you can imagine she's bringing that incredible charisma to the stage every night, and the audiences are just falling in love with her.
Boy, and that is the sign of a true professional actor, if you can bring that level of enthusiasm night in, night out. You're playing how many, like a half a dozen shows a week? How many shows are you doing per week?
Yeah, that's right. We do 8 shows a week. So it's definitely a wild schedule, but we've been packing them in, which is great, especially exciting because, you know, the title Beautiful, you know, and you don't exactly know what to expect unless you really read the tagline, the Carole King musical, and even then people don't know exactly what they're walking into. So I'm really, really pleased to see, you know, how fantastic this show's been selling.
All right. Well, it's great to hear. And for our listeners out there, I have a pair of tickets to go see Beautiful at the Chan Hassen Dinner Theater. It's tickets for two. It includes dinner and the show. And you can see, once again, Shad Henley and the rest of the cast of Carole King's Beautiful. Caller number 3, third caller who calls up and requests those tickets, you can get those tickets and go see the show on us. So, Shad, it sounds like a wonderful performance. I'm going to be sure to see this production of it. I wanted to see Jersey Boys, but just didn't work out. But I'm going to go see. I'm going to venture out of my, you know, in Northfield. I'm kind of a small town guy. For me to venture up to the cities is like a big trip. Really shouldn't be, because
I get that.
I know. So, but that's just, I don't know. That's just me. But I definitely want to see this. Love Carole King.
Terrific. I hope to see you there.
Anything else you'd like to say while we have you on the air?
Just, you got to come see it. We run through September. So we've got plenty of opportunities, but get your tickets now because it is selling fast.
Wonderful. Shad, thanks a lot for taking some time being with us. We wish you the best in this and future productions as well, and maybe we'll talk to you again sometime in the future.
Sounds great. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Yep, we'll see you. Shad Henley, once again with Chanhassen Dinner Theater, the production of Beautiful going on now at the Chanhassen. And we've got, I think we already have our caller number 3, by the way. So, folks, you'll have to go and see it on your own if you didn't win the tickets. We got Rich standing by. Local news coming up next.
The R-Bar in Randolph is now serving breakfast from 8:30 till 11 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday morning, featuring everyone's favorite breakfast staples along with some R-Bar twists. Eggs cooked to order.